Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 13. Again, speaking of resurrection, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning which were asleep, the dead believers, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus, those believers who are with the Lord, will God bring with him. Again, we're talking about the rapture, but he's coming. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive, there it is again. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his day. Those are dead, they're asleep in Christ. But when Christ comes, we, me, and you that are still alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. I love that. The believers who are in their grave have preeminence over us. They will be raised first. Are you following? But it's in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We cannot be in a graveyard. One day, if Lord don't come, I'll be at the cemetery at Auburn. Was that Auburn Memorial? I got a grave plot. I hope I never have to use it. If I'm gone to heaven through the rapture, you're left behind. You're welcome to my grave plot. Okay? You can laugh about that. Okay. Where was I going with that? I'm turning 65. It was good.
So you're not there yet, are you? The dead shall rise first. The dead shall rise first.
Oh, they have prims. The dead shall rise first. And I can be at the grave. We're not going to see them come up out of the grave. It's going to be faster than you can snap your one minute, whatever the time is. But the point is, they're going to rise first. They get their glorified body, and then we're caught up together with them. But I want you to get the picture. They go first. They have preeminence. God brings them with, God brings them, the dead believers, those asleep in Christ, with soul and spirit, and they will be reunited with a glorified body. They get their body in less than a split second. You get the time period. That's what he's saying in First Thessalonians. Move on. For the Lord himself, verse number 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Jesus is coming for us. Amen. Himself. God's going to tell Jesus, son, go get my children. You've heard that song before, but that's literally what's going to happen. No man knoweth but God himself. We just read that in Matthew 24. God said, okay, it's time. Go get your children. Jesus comes. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of who?
God.
Not of angels, but the trump of God. God ordains this. And the dead in Christ shall rise. There's where we get that preeminence. The dead in Christ shall rise what? First. Still, it's in a moment, twinkling an eye, but they still go first. Then we, there it is again, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, with them in the clouds. So you get the picture. They're, and then they come, they get their body, and then we're right behind them to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then he finishes that in 1 Thessalonians. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now back in 1 Corinthians 15. So the last trump, it talks about, matter of fact, there's different trumps. And I have a note here somewhere about the different trumps. There's different trumps in the Old Testament where God's people had different sound for different trumps. In other words, like for an army. One sound on what it was, but one sound like a trumpet. Charge the army. Do, 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 charge. Another trumpet maybe. Do, 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 retreat. They had different sounds different that would do their commands, all right? There was one sound of a trumpet that in the Old Testament saints, and even they talk about the armies, the Roman armies, and even Israel, that they were listening for that last trump. And it was that trump that it signaled the battle's over and it's time to go home. You get the picture? That was the last trump. They've been in a war. They've been fighting. Trumps have been blowing. Attack, retreat, right, left, whatever, different sounds, different. But the trump they were waiting for was that last trump. Do, 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 do. It's time to go home. I'm sure it don't sound like that, but you get the point. And when he blows that trump, folks, it's time to go home. This world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. I'm going home. That's the last trump. It's not the trumps of this Revelation chapter 7. Matter of fact, those ain't even the last trumps. In the millennium, there's going to be trumpets sounding all through the millennial reign. You got to get it in context. You don't get it out of the Bible, you get it in the Bible. Amen. Let's move on. Ain't this good stuff? Can I finish this next week? I lied. I said I was going to finish. For the trump shall sound. Let me finish this verse. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be. How many times did we read that word we? Next time you talk to somebody that don't believe that Jesus Christ could come in their lifetime, ask them, well, what did Paul think? Paul said, we. That's what he said. We. How many times? We shall all be changed. I shouldn't have said that. The believers will be raised incorruptible, never again to experience death. And we shall all be changed, not just the dead, but also the living, changed together and forever. What a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. He'll take me by the hand. He'll lead me through that promised land. What a day, a glorious day that'll be. Like John of old, he would say, even so. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. And then he finishes, may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Our Father, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you that that mystery has been revealed. Lord, that when we die, it's not over, all over, but Lord, we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And it's not because of us, it's because of your son Jesus and what he did for us on the cross of Calvary and his resurrection. Our Father, perhaps there's somebody here today that you've never believed that gospel message. They've heard it, but they've not believed it. I pray that today be that day that they believe that Jesus Christ died for their sins, that he was buried, he rose again according to Scripture, and he did it for the whole world and especially for them. Lord, bless our morning worship. May it be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.